This reading was developed by the Center for Clinical Interventions, Overcoming Disordered Eating, Information Pack B, In Charge Mindset Matters. Module 6, Improving Low Self-Esteem. After a short introduction, we'll talk about adjusting the rules, which will be accompanied by a worksheet, and then adjusting your negative core beliefs, accompanied by another worksheet. Then we'll talk about an ongoing process and finish with a module summary. This is the sixth edition of Information Pack B, which provides information and strategies to help you start changing the thoughts associated with your disordered eating and weight control habits. We recommend that you do not proceed with this information pack unless you've worked through Information Pack A, which offers strategies to change your disordered behaviors. We also recommend that you work through all of the modules in this information pack in order. If you do think you might suffer from an eating disorder, it's important that you talk to your general practitioner, as there are many physical complications that can arise from being at an unhealthy low weight, or from losing weight very quickly, or from purging. We advise you to seek professional help with working on an eating disorder. If you use any extreme weight control behaviors, even rarely, you should also see your general practitioner for a full medical checkup, as your health might be compromised. Such extreme measures include extreme food restriction or fasting and/or rapid weight loss, purging, self-induced vomiting, misuse of laxatives or diuretics, and extreme exercise. Introduction. In the last module, we talked about what low self-esteem is, how it develops, and how it's related to eating disorders. We also asked you to identify any unhelpful rules and assumptions you might have. This module follows on from Module 5 and will show you how to address the problem of low self-esteem. Adjusting the rules. Rules and assumptions can be changed. You can work at challenging your rules and assumptions for living in a step-by-step way using a worksheet. On page 4, you will find a worksheet for you to complete. Before doing that, listen to the following guidelines and refer to the example on page 3. 1. Identify an unhelpful rule and or assumption for living that you would like to challenge. 2. Think about how this rule and or assumption has impacted your life. Ask yourself, how has this rule affected my relationships, work, or studies, how I take care of myself or engage in social or leisure activities? Evaluating the effect of unhelpful rules and assumptions is important because you not only want to change and adjust these rules, you also want to change how they affect your life. 3. Ask yourself how you know when this rule is active in your life. How do you feel? What are things you say and do to yourself or others? 4. Ask yourself, where did this rule come from? You need to understand how the rule developed and what might have kept it going. Unhelpful rules and assumptions may have had sense to them in the past, and you may have adopted them to cope from day to day. However, the rule might not still be relevant now. So ask yourself, is this rule still necessary? Is it useful? 5. Next, ask yourself, in what ways is this rule and or assumption unreasonable? Unhelpful rules and assumptions are inflexible and rigid. Sometimes when you use them, you don't recognize that the world around you does not behave that way in general. Also, they may have been made when you were a child. You don't have to live according to the rules you made in the past. 6. Although unhelpful rules and assumptions are not beneficial in the long term, there might be certain advantages in living accordingly to these rules. It's probably why you still have the rules and assumptions. So make a list of these advantages. 7. What are the disadvantages of living according to this rule or assumption? Are the advantages you identified really genuine? Ask yourself how this rule or assumption might limit your opportunities, prevent you from experiencing fun or pleasure, negatively impact on your relationships, or prevent you from achieving your life goals. Write these down and compare them with the advantages that you identified. 8. Now think carefully about what might be a more balanced rule. What would be more realistic, flexible, and helpful? Consider using less extreme terms such as sometimes, prefer, it would be nice if. Balanced rules and assumptions might end up being longer than old ones. This is because they are more sophisticated. If you find this difficult, don't worry. Give it a try and put it in practice for a week or so. You can always revise your rule as you become more familiar with the process. 9. The final step is to consider what you could do to put your new rule and assumption into practice. Remember that your old rule and assumption has been in operation for some time now. It's important that you have new behaviors so that your new rule can be housebroken and settle into your balanced belief system. Now let's take a look at the worksheet example, adjusting the rules. What rule or assumption would you like to adjust? Let's say I must do whatever it takes to stay slim or else I'll never have any friends. Now, what impact has this rule and or assumption had on my life? For example, I put myself under a lot of pressure to stay slim. I use extreme measures to get rid of the food I eat, to burn the fat away. I'm always thinking and worrying about my weight and body. Sometimes I get so sick of it. How do I know this rule is in operation? Whenever I eat, I feel guilty. I think I shouldn't eat this. It'll make me fat. If I happen to have eaten a big meal, I'll use laxatives to get rid of the food. Now, where did this rule and or assumption come from? In this example, my mother always said I was a fat kid and had to lose weight. Kids at school used to call me fat face and wail. My mother made me go on all sorts of diets. Now, in what ways is this rule and or assumption unreasonable? When I say to myself, I must do whatever it takes, I'm being inflexible and unreasonable. It drives me to use extreme measures that might not be healthy. I don't think a lot of people go to such extreme measures to lose weight or stay slim. Nowadays, people talk more about eating a balanced diet and staying healthy. I look around and I see a lot of overweight people who have friends. The first column on the worksheet example, advantages of this rule. It makes me conscious of my weight and my appearance. A lot of people say that I look very good and have a nice body. Disadvantages of this rule, the other column. It puts a lot of pressure on me. I'm always conscious of my weight and my food intake. I can't be like some of my friends who don't seem to care what they eat. Sometimes it seems I'm so superficial that I only care about my weight and appearance. Now, what is an alternative rule and or assumption that is more balanced and flexible? I enjoy being slim and wearing nice clothes. However, it's helpful if I think about trying to maintain a healthy lifestyle. Also, it's unlikely that my friends would only like me if I'm very slim. So I can be healthy and slim and have friends. Now, what can I do to put this rule and or assumption into practice on a daily basis? For example, check out what healthy portions are and eat that amount without using laxatives after. Then exercise regularly rather than extremely vigorously. And then ask your closest friends, what is it that they like about me? Now that we've gone through our example, it's your turn. So on page 4, you'll find your worksheet, Adjusting the Rules. I'll read out each row, and then you can take some time, pause the recording to fill out each section of the worksheet. Rules and or assumption I would like to adjust. What impact has this rule and or assumption had on my life? How do I know this rule is in operation? Where did this rule and or assumption come from? In what ways is this rule and or assumption unreasonable? What are the advantages of this rule? What are the disadvantages of this rule? What is an alternative rule and or assumption that is more balanced and flexible? What can I do to put this rule and or assumption into practice on a daily basis? Adjusting your negative core beliefs. In Module 5, you identified some of your core beliefs and you can now use the steps below to adjust them. Remember to work on only one core belief at a time and take your time to work through the steps. Once you've worked through the process of adjusting one negative core belief, then you might be able to apply the method to others you want to change. Remember that core beliefs can be strong and it may take you a few attempts to adjust them. Don't give up, just take your time. You may want to do this exercise several times, each time with a new core belief. Here are some guidelines for completing the worksheet. There's an example of a completed worksheet on page 7 we'll go through, and then a blank one for you to fill out on page 8. 1. Choose one negative core belief. Choose only one to begin working on, even if you've identified more. Write the negative core belief into the top box of the worksheet on page 8. Note how much you believe the negative core belief now, as well as when it's most and least convincing. Note how the negative core belief makes you feel. 2. Develop a balanced core belief. Now it's time to develop an alternative core belief to replace your old negative one. When developing a new core belief, you want to aim for something that is more positive, balanced, and realistic. It's important that you don't squash the negative belief you have been carrying around, but you also promote a new balanced belief of yourself. It's about saying what you are. For example, I'm competent, not just what you're not. I'm not stupid. What's important is that the new belief is more balanced, weighing up all the information available, including both your strengths and weaknesses. When developing a new core belief, make sure that you're not judging yourself only for your faults or weaknesses. However, don't paint an overly positive view of yourself. For example, I'm perfect in every way, as this can be unrealistic and it's unlikely that you'll believe it. Remember not to discount any new core beliefs on the basis that you don't fulfill these 100%. For example, I can't put down that I'm competent because sometimes I get things wrong. No one is capable of such feats of perfection, so instead accept you are your new view of yourself. Not perfect, but good enough. Now write your new balanced core belief on the worksheet on page 8. Note how much you believe this new core belief at various times, now when it's most convincing and when it's least convincing, and how it makes you feel when you reflect on it. In these early stages, you might not believe it a whole lot. That is to be expected, as you have carried the other negative view of yourself around for some time. To help you be more open to the new balanced view of yourself, let's work through the process further. 3. Examine the evidence for old beliefs. To start to chip away at your old negative core belief, we need to examine the evidence you base this belief on. What evidence do you have for this negative view of yourself? What experiences do you use to justify this negative core belief? Write the evidence down in the column marked Evidence for your old negative core belief on the worksheet on page 8. When you've identified the evidence for your negative core belief, it's time to assess how credible and accurate it is. This is like being a lawyer who questions how good or trustworthy the evidence is, whether or not it stands up under scrutiny. This is where you ask yourself, are there alternative ways of understanding this evidence? Are there other explanations I've not considered? Are there other ways of interpreting or making sense of the evidence other than condemning who I am as a person? List these new perspectives into the column marked alternative ways of looking at the evidence. Now that you've completed this section of the worksheet, what did you make of what you had written? Hopefully this exercise will show you that the evidence you base the old negative view of yourself on is not totally accurate and probably unfair in many ways. Did you find this difficult to do? It can be hard in the beginning because you have always accepted your negative core beliefs and the evidence for them. However, with practice and putting on a different perspective, like putting on a pair of spectacles and seeing things differently, you'll soon find that you can do this exercise with ease. 4. Supporting new beliefs. You have spent time gaining a new perspective on the evidence that you previously used to support a negative view of yourself. Now let's turn to supporting your new balanced view of yourself. To support your new core beliefs, to take them on board, let them sink in, and make them believable, you need to do 2 things. Firstly, you need to gather evidence that is consistent with this new view of yourself, paying attention to evidence from the past and present, and looking out for appropriate evidence in the future. Secondly, you need to act on and experiment with this new view of yourself. This means that you need to test it, try it on for size, and act in ways that are consistent with this new view of yourself. You need to act as if you believe you're good enough, even if you still have some doubts. Evidence. We talked about mindsets. We discussed how when you have a belief, you tend to pay attention only to things that confirm this old belief. Therefore, to enhance the new balanced view of yourself, you need to start paying attention to evidence from the past and present that confirms this new view. You also need to be ready to pay attention to evidence that arises in the future that confirms this new view. On the worksheet on page 8, fill in past or present experiences you have had that are consistent with your new balanced core belief. When doing this, pay attention to things that have happened which support this kinder view of yourself. Once you've done this, fill in the kinds of evidence likely to arise in the future, which will confirm your new balanced view. This will act as a further reminder of what to be on the lookout for, to help you strengthen this kinder view of yourself. Experiments. The last part of adjusting your negative core beliefs involve behaving as if the new balanced view of yourself is true, even if you might not quite believe it yet. It may not seem very likely now, because you have been carrying around the negative core beliefs for a while. However, you're beginning to loosen the hold on it. Let's loosen it further by changing how you behave and live your life. Ask yourself how someone who believed this kind of view of themselves might act on a day-to-day. How can you test out this new perspective you have of yourself? What could you do to obtain more evidence for your new balanced core belief? What new experiences might support this new perspective you're developing? You might want to conduct a behavioral experiment. We did that in Module 3. In general, creating opportunities for more experiences that will support your new core belief will involve approaching rather than avoiding things, sticking with challenges rather than escaping, treating yourself well and doing pleasant things for yourself, taking note of achievements and positive qualities, being active and engaged in life, and being assertive. At a more specific level, think about exactly what you could do to test drive this new view of yourself. Exactly what new behaviors will you need to try out? How will you behave differently than before? Once you have some specific ideas about how to experiment with this new core belief, write these down in the New Behavior and Experiment section of the Adjusting Negative Core Beliefs worksheet. 5. Evaluating your beliefs. Now that you have been through the step-by-step process for adjusting your negative core beliefs, it's important to reflect on what impact this process has had on you. You can do this by re-rating how much you believe your old negative core belief and compare it to how much you now believe your new balanced core belief. Complete these ratings at the bottom of the worksheet with the original ratings on the top. Now let's go through the adjusting negative core beliefs example. Old negative core belief I would like to adjust. I'm worthless. How much do I believe this on a scale of 0 to 100%? Right now, it's 80%. When it's the most convincing, 95%. When it's the least convincing, 50%. And the emotions I feel about this are depressed, sad, and hopeless. Now, what's the new balanced core belief I would like to adopt? I have some weaknesses like everyone does, but I'm good at many things. How much do I believe it on a scale of 0 to 100%? Right now, 30%. When it's most convincing, 60%. When it's least convincing, 5%. And my emotions around this are okay, calm, and accepting. Now, what is the evidence for that negative core belief? I'm anxious all the time. There are other people better than me. People have treated me badly, so I must have deserved it. I make mistakes at work. I can't seem to lose weight. Now, what are some alternative ways of looking at the evidence? Feeling unconfident is a symptom of anxiety. It doesn't mean I can't do things well. There will always be some people who are better than me. Lots of people have more experience than me. It doesn't make me worthless. I can always improve further. Maybe the people who treated me badly were to blame, not me. Everyone makes mistakes. I shouldn't use that as a reason to keep beating myself up and telling myself I'm worthless, and I'm at a healthy weight now. Now let's take a look at the new balanced core belief. What's the evidence for the new balanced core belief from the past and present? I do a lot for my family. I juggle work and home commitments well. I'm able to do things that others can't do. I have had positive feedback about my work. People acknowledge that I do a good job, and I've been told I have a good body. Now, what's the evidence for the new balanced core belief to look out for in the future? People telling me I'm a good parent, completing tasks at work and home, fulfilling commitments I've made, handling difficult challenges, positive feedback, and being told I look good. New behavior experiments, things I can do to support or gain more evidence for my new balanced core belief. Less preparation for presentations and meetings, less time spent on housework before people come over. Try not to do everything perfectly at home and work. Aim for 80% or good enough with some tasks. Ask for help with something at least once a week. Admit to not knowing something regularly. Express my opinion even when I'm not 100% sure of the correct answer. Spend time weekly doing pleasant activities just for me. Treat myself kindly rather than filling my week with striving to achieve. Ask my friends how they think I'm doing. Relax about my weight. Eat healthily and stop comparing myself with people that are thinner than me. Now, how much do I believe the following now from 0 to 100%? The negative core belief of the past, 30%. The new balanced core belief, 70%. Now let's work through it yourself. The worksheet you'll be able to find on page 8. I'll read through each of the rows and you can pause as we go along so you can fill it in. What's your old negative core belief you'd like to adjust? Now rate how much you believe it on a scale of 0 to 100% now, when it is most convincing, and when it is least convincing. What are the emotions you associate with this? What new balanced core belief would you like to adopt? Now rate how much you believe it on a scale of 0 to 100% now, when it is most convincing, and when it is least convincing. What are the emotions you associate with this? What is the evidence for your old negative core belief? What are alternative ways of looking at the evidence? What is the evidence for your new balanced core belief from the past and present? What evidence for your new balanced core belief can you look out for in the future? New behavior or experiments, things you can do to support or gain more evidence for your new balanced core belief. Now rate how much you believe the following now on a scale of 0 to 100%, starting with your old negative core belief and then your new balanced core belief. An ongoing process. It's important to remember that changing your rules, assumptions, and negative core beliefs is difficult and may take some time and practice. It'll involve revisiting the steps in this module a number of times, reflecting on what you have written, and perhaps adding more things. It'll involve continually retraining your attention in everyday life so that you take note of all the future evidence that'll support your new belief. It'll take challenging your old thoughts. It'll also involve behaving differently and using experiments to help add more experiences and evidence for your new rules and beliefs. See Module 2 for how to use thought diaries and Module 3 for information on behavioral experiments. This is an ongoing process. Remember, you've carried these old rules and beliefs around for many years, so it'll take some time to adjust them and embrace your new rules and beliefs. However, you will find, if you continue to apply these strategies over time, your conviction in your old rules for living and negative core beliefs will decrease, and your conviction in your new rules and beliefs will rise. As a result, you'll develop a more positive sense of self-worth and a more positive self-esteem. The following diagram illustrates what can happen when we adjust our unhelpful rules and assumptions and old negative core beliefs. We develop a more balanced view of ourselves and our weight and shape. So the negative life experience in the diagram is being teased for being fat. So the old negative core belief is I'm fat and ugly, which is replaced by the new balanced core belief. Although I used to be chubby and I'd still like to lose a bit of weight, I am now at a healthy average weight and I don't need to resort to unhealthy habits. Now, what are the unhelpful rules and assumptions behind this? I must constantly watch my weight to be accepted. Replace it with your adjusted rules. If I eat healthily and exercise moderately, I can be happy and have friends. Now, the unhelpful behavior is your diet binge purge. Replace that with a helpful behavior, healthy eating, and moderate exercise. All of this is relevant to overcoming your disordered eating. When you have a more balanced set of assumptions, rules, and core beliefs, you get a better perspective on eating, weight, shape, and your ability to control these. They become part of your life and part of the way you evaluate yourself, not the whole focus of your self-worth. Join us in the next module to look at the eating disorder mindset and learn how mindsets develop. Module summary. Low self-esteem involves old negative core beliefs about oneself. People often develop rules and assumptions to protect their fragile self-esteem, but these actually keep the negative core beliefs alive. It's possible to develop more balanced core beliefs and more helpful rules and assumptions. Having realistic, balanced assumptions, rules, and core beliefs means you have a better perspective on eating, weight, shape, and your ability to control these. All of these result in a more healthy self-esteem. What have I learned in this module? Think about what you've learned in this module and any useful bits of information, tips, strategies that you want to remember. Take some time, pause the recording to write them down so that you can refer to them later. Think about how you might use this information that you've just learned. Write down some ways in which you could use this information. You can pause the recording now to do this. Coming up in Module 7, What Are Mindsets? We'll describe mindsets and explore how mindsets develop. This completes this chapter of the reading. Feel free to review the materials as needed. Thanks for listening.